we did not want to target them, but we were doing a series on attorney generals politically targeting people they don't like, because that happens. And we were investigating a different attorney general. And this guy said, let me send you a – he's talking to my undercover reporter. Let me send you a text message. Sent our reporter a text message and begin sexually explicit sexual text messages, inviting her to a bar. We go to the bar, and he starts saying, look, I want to ban all guns. He's very honest about what his views on the Second Amendment. I want to ban all guns in the state of Maryland. This is the deputy attorney general saying these things.
Well,
and then he invites her back to her hotel room.
So let me ask, and James, you know, we've been through a lot together over the years. Like I said, going back to Acorn and our good old buddy Max Blumenthal and all of that
right.
stuff. I've seen the video. Let me ask you one aspect of this, because I know that, you know, listen, you're a journalist and you've got a very special brand of journalism. And you just identified the woman in this video as one of your journalists, right?
Correct.
She, before the deputy attorney general in this video reveals his true feelings about the Second Amendment, your journalist says off the record. Are you concerned about the fact that, I mean, and she wasn't even presenting herself as a journalist to this man, but, you know, there is a certain understanding about what off the record means.
And that's a good question. That's a good point. I mean, that was a tough one for us, because I wish that my undercover reporter did not say those words. And we actually had, you know, some media companies are reticent to publish the video because they don't like to violate the off the record.
But I bet you heard our friend Andrew Breitbart's voice in your ear probably saying, oh, James.
Of course, yeah. Yes. But you have to remember that what we do is cinema verite. It's showing the nature of things. And sometimes it's important for us to know what our public officials, if this guy actually has a plan to ban guns or is leaking information against the law, And the world needs to see that.
Yeah.
So public officials, I have a different view than many journalists about what's public information, what's private information. I think that their action should be public. Another criticism, Larry, is that, well, you're entrapping people in a hotel room here. Well, he seduced us. He brought this girl to a hotel room immediately.
Mm.
You know,
well,
forget the fact that he's married. But
we should say attempted seduction.
Right. He did send explicit messages and lure her into an environment where he was breaking ethics rules. So I'm focusing on the ethics.
But to follow up on what Larry has raised here, I mean, look, I worked as a traditional journalist for many years. I've moved into the world of opinion, and I no longer really consider myself part of that world. But I operated under a very strict sense that when you said to someone that you were investigating or covering, when you say the words off the record, doesn't that mean something? I mean, to me, it always meant that this is not to be reported. This is for my guidance only.
Yeah.
And then if you want to get something on the record, you do it either on background or you say, I need this on the record. Can we go back on the record? You know, but when you say the words off the record, it has a very specific meaning. It means that this will not be reported.
Look, this guy, on part two of the video, he says, I want to destroy the text messages. Because in the text messages, he says, I'm not going to go to this taxpayer-funded conference. I'm going to try to sleep with you. So here's a state official, a deputy attorney general, leaking state secrets, saying I want to delete all these messages that I'm sending you right now.
Well, that's very, issue. That's a very different issue.
I don't care
issue.
Whether it's on, okay, let's say he says that's all off the record. I don't really care whether that's off the record.
Well, no, he's
breaking the rules.
James,
and it's something that people need to see.
If somebody gives you information and then says it's off the record, it's not off the record. That's very clear, because they're just trying to cover
right.
up something
yeah.
they've said. But in this particular case, if you want to talk about the text messages, that's one thing. But when he gave you information about his plans for guns and his plan for EPA stuff.
Oh, well, that wasn't off the record. I saw the video.
That's on the record.
It was just this gun thing. And by the way, if I may, in terms of the rules that journalists have to follow and how they treat subjects, journalists have broken all the rules when they treat James O'Keefe and treat him and his investigations over the years. So,
who are the journalism gods that came up with these rules?
Like, yeah.
I respect the process. I get it. I understand. But let's focus on the actual story today,
yeah.
Released on your website right now. The
right.
guy sends a text message saying, I don't want to go to the taxpayer-funded conference. I would rather sleep with you. And he's the Deputy Attorney General of Maryland, and your Attorney General of Maryland is standing by him.
Right. And also, you mentioned releasing state secrets. We only have a minute left, but this is what Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. Attorney of the District of Columbia, said. Our news department asked him, you know, what's your reaction to this specific part of it and the conduct on the videos?
It's some of the most unprofessional conduct I've ever seen by a public official. There's no way he should remain in office.
And get back to this state secret that you say that he revealed. We want the details on that. What did he tell your journalist that day?
The state of Maryland is joining the Environmental Protection Agency and the Obama administration to join 16 or 18 states like New York and California to fight for global warming reasons.
Right.
This information was not public yet. This information was not released to the public, and the Deputy Attorney General was trying to impress the girl by telling her cool things that his state is going to do. And then today, in the new video that we just released minutes ago on your website, he says, I need to delete all these text messages so that nobody, you know, sees what I'm doing. He's trying to cover it up.
All right. And James, and by the way, that the joining that lawsuit, that was contrary to the wishes of the Hogan administration, the duly elected governor of Maryland. And he even says on the video that you released through Project Veritas, he says, you know, I could get into trouble for saying I'm not supposed to be telling you this. So, absolutely.
He said it would be very bad if this went public. And Hogan is at odds with the Attorney General.
Yep.
So I'm very interested to see what the Attorney General is going to do here.
Yeah, we will be following up as well. I know you will, James. And I always appreciate having a chat with you. It's always good, and I love the work you're doing. Thanks for being here.